Hey, Daddy, Bill Alfonso listens all the time. Daddy, I love Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio. Daddy, listen to it too.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.
What's going on, everybody? It's Bill Bailey with today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio, and joined once again by my my creative partner, the yin to my yang.
What up?
Florence Whitingale. Mm-hmm. As you've heard us mention, and you've heard some of the tracks already on previous episodes, what have we been doing during the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic lockdown? You know, we've been using our creative juices, and it been a therapeutic for us to, you know, laughter's the best medicine, as we've both agreed, and we've just been using these skill sets to create some music, and I think we were saying too, is like, you know, everybody needs a distraction right now. We could be stuck in our homes, stuck in our heads. You see the statistics, I guess, like domestic violence is up, depression, people relapsing. It's just not been a good time for a lot of people, and we're trying to provide.
We had a local union member OD.
Oh, really?
About 2-3 weeks ago, yeah, over all this. Yeah, it was home, so, probably, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, we're stuck in our own heads, man, and people don't get. A lot of people that are like, you know, who we talk
stuck
about
in
other episodes. Yeah.
Stuck in our own heads. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
A lot of
that's
our,
a good band name.
Yeah. A lot of what we've discussed with, you know, a lot of the people like, oh, well, what think about the frontline warriors? It's like, look, man, if everything keeps going the way it's going and people don't get back to work and people don't get back to their purpose, if people don't get back to producing the food supply, we're all going to be screwed. But, anyway, that's a whole nother topic, whole nother episode we've touched on in previous ones. We wanted to get into what we've been doing as an outlet. It's trying to be a positive outlet for us during this time. And we've been putting together this pandemic party mixtape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I
got to add that in. Pandemic party mixtape. I just have pandemic mixtape.
Yeah, we got to add that in. It's a pandemic party mixtape.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen videos of, like, apartment complexes and people getting out and singing on balconies in Italy.
Really?
And stuff like that. And it's been a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody, we're all in this together, like all the, you know, commercials have been saying. And we want to provide something that people can play and sing and dance and kind of laugh, I guess, at this whole,
you know, I just got the weird thought. We were talking about the movie Network a while ago.
Yeah.
And
screaming out the window.
Yeah, I just wonder what would happen. We should do a test. We should go downtown when this is over or whatever, down in Public Square, and just, you know, film one of us doing it. I don't know if I want to do it. And just start screaming and then pointing to people and it's like, come on, see if you can get a whole bunch of people start screaming in Public Square.
Or we could start going down there while there's nobody down there allowed,
and film
ourselves like screaming.
How
long does it take to Frank Jackson's grandkids come and cap us or something?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So we've been getting together. We've been trying to, like, I've been a big fan of your past work with Flo White, with Dream Daddy, especially The Strongest Game. And as we've been implementing into my podcast, you know, we've been talking, you know, the flowwhiteshow.com is coming. Well, the flowwhiteshow.com is here now.
Yeah.
It's up and running. You got it going. I'm hoping that, you know, everybody that's tuned into today's Boondoggle just to hear the Flo White Show don't quit, you know, they quit listening to today's Boondoggle and just go to you. I'm hoping it's still a collaborative effort, but, anyway, the website is up. We've got the mixes that we put together, And we're going to play you the songs that we've created during this time. And there are more to come. There are more on the shelf right now.
Are there?
Yeah. Well, there's definitely one that you've been freaking chitting
putting off.
On.
Tell them about it.
Because you don't like it.
Tell them about it. You might as well squeeze
Pandemic
it.
Pandemic Boogie, man.
Pandemic Boogie.
Boogie's got to be one of the biggest ones. It was the second one I thought of that came to mind. Because I was like, it's electric. Boogie Woogie. It's Pandemic. Boogie Woogie. It just went. You know. And then it started from there. And I started writing, and I'd send the lyrics, and you hate that song because
yeah. I guess. Well, I could get it done. You know, I've just been busy with my online class, too.
Yeah. But it was just like.
And there's so many cue posts to decipher.
Yeah, yeah. But there's been so many. Like, I would just call you out of the blue. I'd be driving, I'd hear a song, and I'd be like, hey, here's some, check this yeah. out. Like, when you got you and Greg put out Chinese Corona, it was just like, no, I got a scratchy throat. No, you yep. can't get off the boat or whatever. I'd just call yeah. you with lyrics that would come to me, you know, my Corona. And it started with us bouncing ideas off each other. And I would send you some lyrics and then you would add your lyrics and we would record. And it's been a learning experience. It's been a lot of fun. But anyway, we could talk about
that. We got to reach a bigger market and come up with our own sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, I was listening to Weird Al. I always thought this whole time that every song Weird Al did, and it still might be true. He might have got the rights to some of the artists.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was a one song, and it was a fairly recent song, and I realized that it wasn't the exact soundtrack.
Well, yeah, that's how yeah. you that's how you get away with.
Yeah, right.
And that's what you know, we need to learn. Like, we're putting this out right now. We're
just for the hell of it. They're free listens.
Yeah. We're not making any money off it, so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we could probably still get a cease and desist. Who knows? But in the meantime, you know, it's been fun. It's been a way therapy for us. And we want to share some of this with you.
So let's move into the first song, possibly?
Yeah, yeah. So I think we'll just go in order as how you have them listed. Sure. Now, Vaccine Man.
Well, why don't we do it? What if we did it in the chronological order? Maybe we got it done.
Yeah, you want to do it like that?
I don't
Chinese
know.
Corona was
because
the
I'm scared.
First.
Yeah.
We but might. Then what was second? Was it Don't You Swab Me Fauci or Quarantine Queen?
It was probably one of those two.
Because I think second, I actually brought Pandemic Boogie, but that one's,
yeah.
you know.
It got mixed in the shuffle
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, yeah,
well, let's just do them from the top down.
Top down. Let's okay. just do top down. Now, now, lead in real quick before Vaccine Man. This one was all you.
Yeah.
You know, this one you did, I mean, after we got all inspired,
well,
you
what
found
it's,
a song
yeah,
yourself.
What got me into it was feeling like I was in a rut with Pandemic Boogie.
Okay.
And not liking the song, because I've always had this opposition to that song, because there's a lot of politics with me and my ex from back in the day when that
She'd
song was
She'd make you go to weddings and shit.
Well, you know where my, one of my nicknames is Neely B.
Okay. I did
not know
that.
So years ago, I worked at a nightclub down in the flats, and my nightclub, it was the Aqualon.
Okay.
And on Sunday nights, it was the Lift, you know. So I worked down there, and that's where I met my girlfriend. Beautiful girl. She was like, you know, did a lot of modeling and stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
she loved that cheesy 92Q music. Remember 92Q?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just
with the fat guy dancing.
The horrible pop music. Yeah, that horrible.
Yeah.
She
yeah,
loved it.
Yeah.
So when we were in the car, I would always listen to college radio.
Yeah.
And she would always turn it to 92.3. And her one of her favorite artists was Stevie B. Do you remember him? We'd have to look up some, whatever.
Yeah.
And I hated Stevie B, and she knew it. So she started calling me Neely B.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Anyways, Coconuts was the other club that she liked. It was on the West Bank of the Flats, and I hated it there.
Yeah.
So anyways, she...
anyway, you just hate that kind of music.
Yeah, yeah.
It's never been your thing, but I just thought, you know, electric, pandemic, they rhyme, and then it just started flowing, and I was like imagining, like, friggin' post-corona weddings where everybody's 6 feet apart dancing in line, you know, the Pandemic Boogie.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I just visualizing this thing taking off and people, you know.
Well, that would be the idea for the line dance. We would have to do a line dance.
Yeah, we'd have to do it for the video and everything. But anyway, we still got to finish the song.
Yeah.
But so anyway, we as we got inspired, You know, and like you said, Chinese Corona was.
Yeah, so we were working on the I think Vaccine Man. I was working on Pandemic Boogie. I said, man, there's got to be some other better hard hitting songs, you know. And I always liked the Rubber Band Man by the Spinners. It's a very old song. Yeah. The beginning is my favorite part with all the trumpets coming in, get you really excited and happy, like Cool in the Gang, Celebration time. Maybe that would be a good one. What's Celebration? Celebrate quarantine time. Quarantine and time. Come on.
It's quarantine. Time to lock down families. Yes.
All right. Anyway. There's some bullshit going on right here.
and right now, virtual. Audience.
A vaccination that'll last throughout the year.
And right there, virtual audience. This is exactly how it's been coming for us.
Right. Right.
We'd get together, we'd sit down with a notepad, we'd play YouTube videos, and be like...
Well, also, before, you know, I hate to keep the audience sitting there on the edge of their seats, but we got to give them some background. Me and you both share something very much in common, that at work, the song comes on the radio, or somebody starts singing a song, and the next thing you know, you're turning it into some cornhole and faggot song about the buddy you work with, and everybody's laughing at him. You know, that's where I've gotten good at this shit over the years.
I
you know,
to work at UPS
because it helps the day go by.
Yeah.
You have a good time.
You're not happy doing the labor or whatever the environment you're in, but you have to, like, you know. So me and a bunch of buddies would take things and we'd talk about certain topics and we'd just change the words of the songs and help the day go by. And we had that.
Well, you know that I won't delve into detail, but I was working on that other Iron Worker Work Song CD, which was going to be parody songs, but it was going to be based on the fictional character of my buddy, Billy Mandingo.
Yeah. And he was going to be in the Mandingo.
And it was going to be all these disgusting, perverted songs, which I still might do.
Yeah, and you could still do.
I should do. Yeah,
and they'll be available on the flowwhiteshow.com.
Right, instead of the Monster Mash, I did the Mandingo Mash.
But you'll let me, you know, play some of them on Boondoggle too. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So Vaccine Man was kind of like you spun off. You like the Spinners.
It came quick, and it's a good beat, and you know, it motivates me when I'm into it. And it got done, what, 3 hours? I think 4 hours it was
done.
Dude,
all of a sudden I know you know, I was messaging.
It was that morning,
and
the day after we talked or something.
You were working on Pandemic Boogie. Next thing I know, I come over and Vaccine Man's done. I said, like, I don't know where Vaccine Man come from. We didn't even talk about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a good song. Let's just go ahead. We've been talking for like 12 minutes now so far. I will get into, let our audience check out. Hold on, now I gotta. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here is what is Vaccine Man.
Done real fast. who is just a mouthpiece. No work if you're not vaccinated. Shutdown's got everybody aggravated. Flights and viruses from bats found in the natural habitat.
Hey, y'all, prepare yourself for the vaccine.
Pushing fabrication, making billions from his creation.
Hey, y'all, prepare yourself for the vaccine. Man, they say that in the Fauci got a master plan. Gonna bring down the population as fast as they can.
So, yeah, so that was Vaccine Man, and once again, that is a parody of...
Rubber Band Man, The Spinners.
The Spinners.
Yeah.
And like we were saying, you pretty much were just like, man, I really hate Pandemic Boogie. I need to do something else.
Yeah. Oh, and I was also working on Invisible Bug.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was struggling. And that's another song I can't stand.
Yeah. The Invisible, what was that? Invisible Touch?
Yeah.
From Genesis.
Phil Collins
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's almost done too. So that's another one we have to kind of finish. The foundation is laid. So there is more to come, but.
Well, every album needs its filler.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but the ones that we completed so far, and that was Vaccine Man. Hope you enjoyed.
I mean, that's like a direct attack against Gates and the whole.
Yeah.
The whole world population thing
and
going on.
And you may
there.
Have may recognize some harmony back.
You did background. Vocals. I was going to mention that. Yeah, you did backgrounds on that.
The backing vocals on the chorus. Right?
Now there's a chance that Greg, if we succeed, he wants to redo the whole song, do an original hardcore. Like Frank style, Vaccine Man.
Okay.
And that he'll put on InfoWars, but we'll see where that goes, you know?
Yeah. And wherever we can get the hits, just as long as
Boondoggle. The hits just keep on coming.
As long as Boondoggle gets some plugs, man.
Yeah. Now, the next song.
Was another one you did.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, man, I got to change up this. Maybe there's got to be some good country out there. That's the first thing. I said, Hank Williams. So I went through a few Hank Williams songs. I was good at, there was one, Long Gone, Lonesome Blues. I got the long.
Oh, yeah.
I was there trying to do that. That was too hard. And then I found that and I wanted to do that, but there wasn't any good Moving On Over. I couldn't find any good Hank Williams Moving On Over. So that's when I settled for Thurgood's version.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know I got a lot of friends that are George Thorogood fans, and I've sent them that as well. Well, I've just been pushing everybody to go check out the FlowWhiteShow.com and listen to these now that they're all in one spot. But it started with our like phone calling each other with, hey man, what about this? And then boom, it just goes from there, and here we are. Mm-hmm. You know, so. This is When's the Lockdown Over, but it's a parody of...
Moving On Over from George Thorogood, which he redid from old Hank Williams song.
Okay,
I didn't know it was a Hank Williams. Yeah, I didn't know it was originally Hank Williams did it.
Okay, I didn't know that either. So
yeah.
We just educated our audience
right.
as well. But it just... So you went down the Hank Williams...
Rabbit hole,
and then it led you to George Thorogood.
Yeah.
Moving On Over, and then this was all you too. So I guess we'll just go ahead and play it and
okay.
let everybody check it out.
I was heading home about 10:30. Them local cops wouldn't let me in. Is the quarantine over?
So that was When's the Lockdown Over? And I would like to give a personal shout out and dedication of that song to the Patriots of the state of Michigan right now.
You can't forget Ohio. They were down there too.
Yeah, they were down there too. Although we don't have it as bad as Michigan.
Yeah.
But I appreciate every one of you standing the watch, so to speak. What the hell was I just going to say too? So that one's for them. And you wanted to say something?
I was going to mention, that song, it's got so much room for additional lyrics, and I started adding some to it. So maybe we can update that one here in the future.
Eventually update it.
Yeah, right.
I like it how it is right now, personally, but, we can do the remixes, whatever,
Yeah.
I mean, look at how Trent Reznor made a career of, remixes and stuff, so why can't we? Mm-hmm. Start talking about the next one here.
Quarantine Queen.
Quarantine Queen. Now, that one
was originally Mandingo Queen.
Well, yeah, you had your...
Yeah, Mandingo Queen. So I already had this file I was working on Mandingo Queen.
Yeah, you had the file. You were coming up with... It's funny how, once again, how separately we thought about this, using this song. For different purposes, but how our mindsets, are very similar with coming up with songs. But I think I called you from the BMV or something. I was waiting for my daughter or something. She was inside taking care of some stuff. And then all of a sudden it was just like Caribbean Queen, Quarantine Queen, and I called you with like a couple lyrics for that and then came over and I think I wrote those up at home and brought them over.
Mm. What I'm laughing. Proud about the most of this song is those little, I don't want it, baby.
Yeah.
I don't need it, mama. That little background stuff that he does in the song too.
Yeah. You're able to fit those.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah.
My favorite part is the elevator and ventilator.
Yeah.
And
that too. Yeah.
Ventilator. Yeah. The work you did with that.
Yeah.
So anyway. This was a fun.
We figured that this might be an easy video to do too.
Yeah.
With the female, all you needed was the suits.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
The PPE.
Yeah, the PPE and
the PPE plays the primary role.
Yeah.
In the song, and then
just have dance 6 feet away. Yeah,
yeah,
right,
tape
right.
Measure with the 6 feet, and so that, hopefully we'll get that video done in the very near future, but. Anyway,
here we go, huh? Almost there.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Queuing it up, people.
Queuing it up.
Yeah.
Two Qs in Quarantine Queen. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is there a hidden message there? Maybe if Trump retweets it, that's what I'm hoping with these songs. Anyway, here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy this
Quarantine
one.
Queen.
And this was this is a parody of
Billy Ocean, Caribbean Queen.
Caribbean Queen. Enjoy.
And all heads turn.
All right, everybody, and that was Quarantine Queen.
Yeah.
Elevator, elevator.
ventilator.
Yeah, that's good.
We got a way to use ventilator. I mean, when I was coming up with that, I was just like, ventilators in the news. We're the king of ventilators.
Yeah.
The king of ventilators.
Yeah, Billy Ocean, I mean, that video, he's so smooth. I mean, but you could tell, I mean, even back then, he was high budget, but that video was so low budget. And like that the end where there's no music, just a guy playing the sax, is about the corniest shit I've ever seen. Did you see that, what I'm talking about, on the real video?
Yeah,
like, what the heck,
that
man?
Was that.
That is so weak.
You know what was, you know what was funny? I was just thinking about it, too. That would be funny, but we'd probably get in trouble for using people's images without permission or whatever. But you ever seen The Lost Boys?
Yeah.
In the movie The Lost Boys? Remember the big muscle sax guy?
No.
In the, when they go to the beach and there's the friggin' rides and everything. I forget what part of California.
Okay,
you got all the rides there, and there's just people partying. There's that big muscular dude that's just, you know, I still believe. Playing the sax.
Oh, I'd have to see it again at the beginning of the movie where they move in and they go to the.
But I was thinking, like, you know, if we do the thing with the green screen, we could have him in the background muted but playing Billy Ocean, and it's the, because he's like iconic amongst the underground.
Yeah.
For funny, but that's us just stealing other people's properties and getting in trouble like we already been doing. Anyway.
Maybe we could, I just figured out, we could get paid through some type of crypto.
Yeah.
And that way they couldn't track us. They couldn't
that's
find
why you're
them.
Taking that class.
That's why I'm taking that class.
Yeah. Oh, they'll find a way. Yeah. They always do.
So you want to move to Don't You Swab Me, Fauci?
Yeah. Now, I remember we did that one together here, and that was kind of like an accident. We were like, I don't know, we were on YouTube watching some of the videos. Maybe we were watching Quarantine Queen.
Well, no, that was something. In your original song list was...
Fauci, was it?
Don't You Swab Me, Fauci, which is the Human League, Don't You Want Me, Baby.
Oh, it
and
was.
Your
no,
lyrics
right.
were in that lyric list you gave me.
Oh, you're right. No, you're right. That, but there was, when, I think when I was over here and we were writing the, we were rewriting it or whatever, we were doing something with Don't You Swab Me, Fauci.
Yeah.
But then there was another song that popped up and we were like, oh, we should do something of this. Do you remember? I don't remember which song.
There's so many good songs to do, actually.
I don't think we wrote it.
The problem is, like, I wanted to do the Gap Band, Don't Miss the Quarantine Train or Don't Miss the Vaccine.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But, like, even with the loops that we get, first of all, I don't know if we should give away our secret, but it is public knowledge. But what we're left to choose from, let's say, okay, I want to redo this song. So we go to look for the file that'll best suit it in karaoke or instrumental form. But in a lot of cases, like especially with hip hop, like with the Beastie Boys, that background stuff is still in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, I'll talk about that there. So, but like, you know, it's really hard. So it's nice to get like, when's the quarantine over? It was just straight
music.
Guitar, man. Straight music, and same with this Billy Ocean.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So, and I mean, I think maybe Don't You Swab Me.
Well, Don't You Swab Me, Fauci. People wonder if they're going to wonder why I have the kooky voice. And then I do the Asian voice. It's because I was visually thinking that, hey, this could be done. It's going to be a hit. And I'm going to send it to Greg. And Greg will do an animated South Park type thing with what's his name's Gates face on somebody. Because after all, it is a love story. It's a love song, you know?
It's a love song.
It's a duet.
Yeah.
And so, so I tried to make it sound like a duet as if Xi Jinping and... and Gates are hanging out with one another, talking to one another, singing to one another. So that's, if you wonder why I have the goofy voice.
Xi Jinping's the Chinese president.
Yeah,
And then...
he's the king of China right
king
now.
King of China, and then Bill Gates, and how, you know, The Who, and... I mean, it's an education. These songs aren't just a joke, but...
That's right.
They're an education.
Yeah. Right.
Educational material. We're trying to tell a story and make a point about current events. And you just need to pay attention.
Yeah. And I mean, we mentioned P4 Lab.
Yeah.
You know, the WHO.
We're talking about the stuff that mainstream media is cutting out of the press conferences
right.
and not educating the public on.
Right.
So who knows? You know, I'm just hoping if we get a good video going, we get some retweets. I think if Don Jr. hears any of these, we're set.
Does he have an Instagram account?
He has Instagram.
It's probably hard to get in touch with him. Man.
Yeah, yeah. But if the song gets tweeted, he hears it. I think he's got that sense of humor. He's like, Dad, you got to hear these guys. Mm. You know?
Oh boy!
I know. Yeah. I'm dreaming. Yeah. You're visualizing and Bill Gates in a love.
Oh, I got it.
I'm visualizing us getting invited to the White House and
riding with
live.
Trump on the Air Force One. Yeah. Riding with Trump on the Air Force One. Whoop.
So yeah. So then. All right, so yeah, you corrected me. I was at home, and I was picking songs that I thought would be good to cover, and Don't You Want Me, Baby, for some reason. That's the song, the real song,
yeah.
right? Human
yeah.
League, Don't You Want...
Doom, doom, doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, yeah, doo-doo. So that was just like all of a sudden...
That lead-in beat, nobody can mistake that.
Yeah, yeah.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
And then they're talking in the press conferences about swabbing cheeks and testing and... Fauci and all that, and I think we did a good thing here too. This would be another dance hit for people at home quarantined.
Needing
going stir crazy. We're trying to help you through it. So I guess we'll go ahead and we'll get into this one next.
Okay.
Here is Don't You Swab Me, Fauci.
I
And that was Don't You Swab Me, Fauci. So, yeah, that one was fun. It's just, I don't know, you know, it's just funny. We hear a song and then we're like, how do we change it and make it our own with current events? And how would this fit there? And I think you're getting the point. So
they haven't gotten the point by now.
Yeah. So
hold on tight. They got two more songs to do.
Two more songs. Yeah, but did you want to add anything about the
Fauci?
Process with the Fauci?
I don't know. No.
There's a lot of stuff going on with Dr. Fauci right now.
Yeah.
And we dropped some hints in that song.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we're going to get more material as more gets revealed as time goes on. And like we were saying, state of Ohio just extended the stay home recommendation or order for another month. So it looks like we'll have time to throw some more stuff together to keep everybody occupied. And you can come here to today's Boondoggle podcast or go to theflowwhiteshow.com and check it out and stay entertained. So you had nothing else you wanted to add for that one?
Nah.
All right.
We can move on to the next one, Chinese Corona.
Chinese Corona.
Which was our first one.
This was the one that started it all, pretty much. It was
snowball effect.
You know, and we're not originals. There's tons of different versions of.
Right.
You know, once you heard My Sharona and Corona, we thought we were special.
We did. I was. The air blew. Somebody popped my balloon, man.
That's another reason why we never finished COVID-19, the Come On Island.
Why? Because they did a lot of that too?
Because somebody did that. I think we should still do our
own. We could probably do it. Yeah.
And, you know,
but it's hard to find a good wave of that.
Oh, that's another one we had trouble finding a good wave of. But, I mean, we could do it. The lyrics are already written. So, but anyway, this was the one that started all. I called you up and I had the scratchy throat. Can't get off the boat.
Yeah.
The whole cruise thing. And then, you took it, ran with it, and then Greg put the video
out. Well, this, you want to know what made me run with it? We were chatting about this. Yeah. The whole Corona shit started coming down. I was still at work. The next day I go in, me and my buddy go to coffee. We were taking our break in our work van. We were sitting in the work van. I always try to listen to college radio. Yeah. Some guy had his show on, and I already started working on my Corona.
Yeah.
Right? At home that night before. Or maybe I did. I don't think I did start. I don't think I had.
I think you did because I had sent you.
Okay, maybe I did.
Yeah.
But what made me finish it, or maybe I had just finished it. That's what it was.
I called you with those lyrics and then was like, hey, how about this? And
And so, you know, all of a sudden you hear the beginning of that song. It's a long song.
Yeah.
And that do, 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 do. And I'm like, I'm looking at my friend. I'm like, oh man, it's my song that I just did. It's my Corona. So I turn it up and we're listening to it. It's my Sharona. And then when it came to the Chinese Corona part.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what this, it's not my Corona, it's Chinese Corona. What we call it.
China.
The guy turns down the mix and you can hear him come through his own mic, the DJ.
Yeah,
Chinese Corona.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Does he say Chinese Corona?
Yes. I don't know if he said Chinese Corona, but I said.
Because he probably don't want to get in trouble. You know, everybody's kind of scared to say China.
But
it came from China.
Another thing, too, is I was a little bummed out because this thing, Greg took it and ran with it. I wanted to try to work on the vocals a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. But he liked it so much.
He just ran. He said it was good enough, and he said, okay. And then it got more views than Bit by Bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and here's another interesting story because Frank ended up messaging me because, you know, Greg put the video out and he was like, dude, you got to keep getting together with Flo. You guys got a hit. It had like over 80,000 or something like that views. And so I'm checking it out. Next thing I know, I go to check it the next day because I wanted to see how much more it was going up. YouTube took it down. So we got censored by YouTube, like a lot of people get, you know, but Greg still has it up on the
band.video.
Band.video on his page on band.video. If you want to see the video, go to Greg Reese. What is it? Band.video is the
band.video.
Look up Greg Reese or Greg Reese Reports, and it's in his videos
And it's not .com. It's not band.video.com. No, it's just band.video because it's a video channel or whatever.
And, you know, your Bit by Bat's on there, videos on there as well. So, and he got a lot of the Flo.
Yeah, and White it's all of the old Flo White songs that me and Greg did that we turned into YouTubes are on the Flo White show.
Yeah.
So if you go to where you're listening to these pandemic songs, just scroll down and you'll.
Did you put Bit by Bat on the FloWhiteShow.com?
It's the last thing on the page.
Yeah. So yeah, you could check it out there. But anyway, you want to see the video that goes with this next song.
You'd have to go to Gregory's at band.video.
Video, because YouTube took it down. It was like I said, it had 80,000+ hits, views or whatever.
And all he did, he took a lot of similar footage from Bit by Bat
or whatever. And he got this, our song in the background. But I mean, we hear about big tech and the censorship, and
it's real.
You know, it's real, man. We're victims of it ourselves. Yeah. So, but anyway, so that's a little bit of story. This is the one that started it all. Check out the video on the FloWhiteShow.com, and here's the song Chinese Corona. That was the one that started it all on the pandemic party mixtape journey.
And then we were so proud of it, and then we found out that other people were doing it too, right?
Yeah, and it was,
I mean, it
like,
was like
we thought we were like special,
yeah,
but
it was probably the most popular pandemic song for people to cover at the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of easy to that was the easy one to come up with. What we've done since then, nobody else is thinking
of. Oh, yeah.
So that's where we've said, okay, you know,
you want yourself a pandemic mixtape party album?
Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
You draw that line?
Yeah.
We got you.
We got you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got you like Trump got your respirator.
But ventilator.
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 Ventilator. So the next song.
The next one.
Which is the last one we've done.
The last one we've done, and I think it's by far our best one.
It's pretty good. It's pretty damn good. I enjoy it.
My favorite
I enjoy listening to it.
I listen to it so many times,
yeah,
you know, when I'm driving and stuff like that. But it was funny because I was with my trainer. We'd met up, and he was showing me some workouts to do during this whole time, even though, you know, the facility's closed. And we been meeting up, and we play some music in the background. He had Beastie Boys going and all that good stuff. And you know, I'm just like, oh man, Beastie Boys. There's a group, the Beastie Boys. What would be good? What would be a good song? And then I'm like going. So then I go home after listening to some of the Beast. And like we said, when we're working, we're doing stuff. We don't. They're playing a song in the background, and I'm laughing because I'm changing the lyrics in my head. You know, my Beastie Boys are jamming, and I'm like, oh man, oh, we could do this. No sleep till, you know, no work till vaccine.
This was the kind of, yeah,
stuff like that, you know.
No work till permit.
Yeah, so, yeah. Vaccine permit or whatever. But anyway, you know, that stuff was going on in my head while the music was playing. So I get home and I'm listening to songs, and then when this one came on, I was just like, so what you want? So get your shot, you know. And then I just sat down and I started like playing it, and I started writing, and I started changing the lyrics. And I originally wasn't happy with it.
What? You know, so did you get your shot? You weren't happy with it?
I wasn't completely happy with it because that's just me. I don't always think my work's that good. And I was just like, I remember sending you the lyrics and being like, dude, change whatever, because I don't, you know, but here's the idea. Here's the vision I have. And you said you only had to change, what, two lines or something, right?
In what?
In this song, didn't you?
Yeah, I remember one, like where you come in, leave my pearls before swine, I changed it to swine. It was something else. And
Yeah. So you just made minor changes, and it was actually pretty good. What are you looking up right now?
Oh, because doing that, it made me think of another song. See, here's the thing with the hip-hop songs that are the hardest, because the background hook is mostly there when you find these karaoke mixes.
Yeah, yeah.
Or instrumental mixes. They leave the so what you want? Every time they said that in that song, I had to take that little 2 seconds or whatever and you can tell. But it is subtle.
Yeah.
And I had to lower that part, and in so doing, it lowered the beat. It lowered everything, because okay, I only have one wave.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
not like I'm working with a vocal track and a drum track and a guitar track.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so
so you had to lower what you want, so we could come in with "Get Your Shot." Yeah.
So I was thinking of this song next.
Okay.
I had to stop what I was doing, cause China had to ruin this Trump economy I gotten used to. Remember that, the Humpty dance? But I forgot what I was going to call it, though, the vaccine dance or something.
The Wuhan dance or something.
Xi looks funny, but yo, he's making money. So yo, world, get ready to be quarantined. Now politicians gather around. The party threw cash all around. Wait, politicians gathered around. The party threw cash around or something like that. They built secret bases underground. How would that go? It goes. She looks funny, but yo, he's making money, see? So world, get ready to be quarantined. Politicians gather around while the party throws cash around, whatever, you know. But
yeah,
I was thinking of maybe doing that one. But herein lies the problem. when it gets
found the tracks.
You find the track, but the background hook is there. The Humpty Dance is your chance.
Yeah.
That's in there.
Well, I remember I was doing. Speaking of another rap song I wanted us to do, I was like, OPP.
Oh, that's so hard.
I looked at it, and you got to be so,
dude,
I went and looked up the lyrics. It's a friggin' college dissertation.
Yeah.
I was like,
and he rhymes so fast, dude.
He's so fast. There's so much.
He must have practiced so hard to nail that in the studio.
If we could get with our new friend Crazy or something.
Yeah.
You know, maybe,
if we could.
Maybe we could get it, but we'll see. That's something that we'll keep under wraps right now, the possibilities. But who knows? Maybe you'll be in and down and have fun with it.
And therein lies the same thing.
But he knows the business.
You down with OPP? I would have to.
You down with PPE?
Yeah, I would have to lower that.
You wearing PPE?
All these songs that got the hook in, all these hip-hop songs got the hooks in them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what sucks.
So, yeah, so anyway.
Every single one I found that I wanted to do.
Yeah. I mean, and those are the ones that, although I'm not like a huge fan, but I mean, you're stuck at home, dude, and you're just trying to laugh and have a good time because you're going stir crazy. I mean, we could be saving lives with this pandemic yeah. party mixtape.
Yeah.
Your poor friend that OD'd, this could have saved his life, you know? I mean, I'm being real, for real, man. Laughter, the stupidest things. Dude, when I was mobilized with, you know, during my time in the military, we could be in the worst situations and we would just, you'd be in the worst situations and things would suck. And you'd be like, you would just, your dark humor, we would just make each other laugh.
Yeah.
To maintain, to deal, you know? So that's what this is. We're trying to do this for everybody. I mean, there'll be the people out there, the liberals, they'll be offended. How can you joke about such a serious situation? And cancel culture will take over. We're probably going to get a lot of flack, but.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. You know?
Yeah.
Why we're still able to.
It'll help us develop our character.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, no media is bad, me or whatever exposure. Right?
No news is bad. No,
with Gary Ganoos or no,
something like that.
It's Space Coaster.
So this is it, huh?
Anyway, yeah. This is so far. I cannot stop listening to this when I'm driving and whatever. And I hope everybody enjoys, man. So far, this is the banger, and the Beastie Boys documentary just came out. So any Beastie Boys fans, I hope you enjoy this, or maybe you're going to be really, really want to kill us and hate us afterwards. Anyway, So What You Want became, Did You Get Your Shot? Did You Get Your Shot? And here it is. Enjoy.
Our economy died. All Dems want to do is tax y'all, while Gates and his gang want to bash y'all.
So did you get your shot? It's not funny when a mask is caught. The man in the hood get information from. They got us in the book of Revelation, son.
Yeah, you can't work without that.
Fauci's a microchip fan. He can't work the travel till they
know about something I rap about a city giving pearls to swine and to me out. In the meantime, I might still devise while you social distance and sanitize. Stop watching my republic fall while snowflakes get mad building a wall. So ninja did chicken is shy. Ninja did chicken is shy. I'm a Senate chef and it is bounce. I reach into the fridge, all the food is out. Scraping money from my soul before the rice and meat up. Shopping with you, 6 feet in between ya. I'm ready for my vaccine, Gates is my boss. I'm starving and broke from all the job loss. Maybe when I'm chipped, the sadness will cease. Faith you stole my soul to the beast.
Yeah, you can't buy yourself without that.
Did you get your shot? That is definitely by far my favorite one. And the story it tells, the Book of Revelation, son. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, they use that in their lyrics, too.
Yeah, yeah. There was
thinking you can front when Revelation comes. They got us in the Book of Revelation, son.
Those are their exact?
No, they say, you think that you can front when Revelation comes? And we said, they got us in the Book of Revelation.
So, yeah. I mean, I did change it.
But still good.
No, because we are. You know, I mean, anybody that's doing their research, paying attention to Bill Gates and his ID 2020 thing with the chips and all that crap that they want to put in with the vaccinations. What the fuck are you doing right now? Can you wait?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
All right. So, all right, we're almost done. So, anyway, that was it. That's what we got so far. This is Pandemic Party Mixtape Volume 1.
Yeah.
There's more to come. Hope you enjoy
it. You know what I hope we never have to do? A World War III mixtape.
Yeah. they say that World War III is being fought right now, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So maybe we are kind of doing one.
Yeah.
This is the information warfare.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, hope you enjoy. You can check those out on theflowwhiteshow.com or on this episode of today's Boondoggle. And that's it for today, man. Hope you enjoy.
Yep.
And we're going to go get some hummus.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Brought to you by today's Boondoggle.
I know him. The son of a bitch was trying to fuck my old lady.
That sounds about right.
That sounds about right. Weird. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Shit.
It happens.
How you doing? I think you got some ketchup.
It's all right. Yeah. We still got to write a book, man.
It's a shaving cut. Damn it.
Shave cut?
Hey! I thought I had a
Phillips likes
that.
Writing books. We should have him write the issue 2 Chronicles or something.
Hey, you missed the button.
I did that one time with these guys.
Got to start at the bottom. Hey, working
I did the same thing, but I had a big glob on me, right? Eating french fries.
Fuck it.
And they didn't tell me. So
shocking.
I get in the car and put the seatbelt on, and the seatbelt's rubbing up against my neck. God damn, what the hell is this shit? I got ketchup up. And they're laughing at me. And I'm like,
you cut yourself shaving.
Why didn't you tell me I had a big...
Because it wouldn't be as much fun.
Yeah.
We
were
laughing.
Come on.
We were
laughing. Laugh with you.
With you.
With you.
And thank you for listening to another story time from the VFW Hall, brought to you by Today's Boondoggle.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.